The seventh side, investors in the education business have a role about exit strategy as follows. 1. Future funding rounds. Assisting the venture in securing further funding rounds if necessary. 2. Buyout or sale. Help facilitate a sale of the venture or its assets if such a move aligns with the strategic goals. And 3. Public listing. Guiding the venture towards an IPO, initial public offering, if it grows to that scale. Details about future funding rounds are as follows. First, preparation for additional investment. This involves preparing the venture for future funding rounds, which can be critical for growth and scaling. This includes refining the business model, enhancing the product or service, and improving financial performance. Second, investor relations and networking. Building relationships with potential investors, venture capitalists, and angel investors. This network is essential for securing future funding. Third, valuation increase. Increasing the company's valuation through growth and strategic decisions. A higher valuation typically attracts more and larger investments. Fourth, documentation and compliance. Ensuring all necessary documentation and legal compliance are for new funding rounds. This includes financial statements, business plans, and due diligence materials. Next, buyout or sale are as follows. First, market assessment. Understanding the current market conditions to determine the right time for a sale or buyout. This might involve analyzing market trends, competitor activities, and potential buyers. Second, valuation and negotiation. Determining the value of the business and negotiating with potential buyers. This process includes due diligence from the buyer's side and can be complex. Third, preparation for transition. Preparing the business for transition to new ownership. This includes streamlining operations, ensuring key employees are in place, and possibly staying on for a transitional period. Fourth, legal and financial arrangements. Handling all legal and financial aspects of the sale, including contracts, payments, and any post-sale obligations. And public listing, IPO, are as follows. First, growth and scalability. Ensuring the venture has reached a scale that justifies a public offering. This often means significant revenue and growth trajectories. Second, regulatory compliance. Meeting the stringent requirements for public companies, including financial reporting standards, governance structures, and transparency. Third, market perception. Building a strong brand and market perception is critical for a successful IPO. This includes public relations, marketing, and sometimes pre-IPO funding rounds to boost valuation. Fourth, IPO process. Managing the complex process of an IPO, which involves investment bankers, lawyers, accountants, and the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, in the case of the United States. Fifth, post-IPO management. Planning for life as a public company, including investor relations, stock market performance monitoring, and adherence to new regulatory and reporting standards. In summary, an exit strategy is about preparing for and executing the transition of business ownership or the monetization of an investment. Whether through future funding rounds, a buyout or sale, or a public listing, each path requires careful planning, market understanding, and strategic execution. The chosen strategy should align with the business's and its stakeholders' long-term goals.